Ovos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tezayin. Here we step into a new period in the Maseiros HaTorah. After Hillel HaZaken, who was the Nasi, we spoke out in the previous Mishnayos, that the position now was not only Tolui in the fact that Hillel was the greatest of the Dor, but it was now determined to be given over from son to son, Mamish B'derech Malchus. It was a Malchus of Torah. And because of that, the Nasius went over here to the descendants of Hillel. And the Mishnah is going to say now memories from Rabbi Gamliel, Shimon Benoi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the beginning of Perek Sheni from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. The real truth of the matter is that in terms of the direct Maseiros HaTorah, the one who's the Mekabel, the considered the prime Talmud of Hillel HaZaken, is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which the Mishnah picks up in the middle of Perek Beis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, with his five Talmidim and so on, their Talmidim. And this is where the Rambam sees the Shalshalos HaMaseiros in his Akdama to the Yad Chazaka. Over here, the Mishnayis, Lamaisa, give over the Maseiros in terms of the Nasius, because that they were the Manhigim of Klal Yisrael. Why Rabbeinu HaKadosh is not included in the rest of the first parak, but his memories are the beginning of the second parak, that we'll see over there. A word of explanation is in order before we introduce the subject to the next Mishnah, which starts with Rabbi Gamliel. We have to say over the chronological order of the Nasiim from Hillel. Hillel was succeeded by his son, who was also not called Rabbon. He's also called by his name, Godel Mirabon Shmoy. It means they were on a higher madrigal. Hillel HaZaken, Shammai. By the way, when we say Hillel HaZaken, sometimes we use the word Zaken to differentiate one who's younger. There are no other Nasiim of Hillel mentioned, not in Mishnayis and not in the Gemara. Ram Gamliel, we find in Shas, Ram Gamliel HaZaken, because there's two Ram Gamliels. Hillel we don't find, but still it's called Hillel HaZaken because he was the elder, he's the founder of this whole dynasty. There is one other Hillel Nasio who's not mentioned in the Gemara, or certainly not in the Mishnayos. He's mentioned only in the Rishonim. He's the last Nasi, the one who established the fixed calendar that we have Ad Hayom Hazeh. Shimon succeeded Hillel. He was succeeded by Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was also Bimei HaBayis. Hillel and Shammai were in the last period of the Malchus that Klal Yisrael had, which was the Malchus of Hordes, about 100 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. So over that, the succeeding 100 years, there was the Nasius of Hillel, who lived to an extended age of 120, Shimon Benoi and Ram Gamliel HaZaken. The son of Ram Gamliel HaZaken was named Rabbon Shimon Ben Gamliel. The first Rabbi Gamliel that we just mentioned, called Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we just mentioned, who's the last Nasi of the Tkufas Bayis Rishoin, he was one of the Asura Arugim Malchus, he was killed L'Chara B'Shas HaKorban. Right after the Churban HaBayis, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was re-establishing the center of Torah, the center of the Hanhogas HaTorah, the Gedolei Torah, the Sanhedrin, in Yavne, the Nasi who took over, one of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's three requests to the Roman emperor, he was the Roman general, Aspandions, Vespasian, and then he became the Roman emperor, was Ten Li Yavne V'Chachomel, and it was also to spear the family of the Nasi. The young survivor of Rav Shimon Gamliel's death at the hands of the Romans was his son, Rabbi Gamliel. He's called Rabbi Gamliel di Yavne because he became the Nasi in Yavne, not in Yerushalayim. So there's Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. There's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel the first from the Asar Ruge Malchus. There's Rabbi Gamliel the second, who's Rabbi Gamliel di Yavne. There's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Stam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's mentioned in Shas all over. Whenever there's a Machlekes, is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was later. He's the father of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The name Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel, Shimon, and then Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi mentioned the Gemara Ksubas had two sons, Tachas Shimon and Gamliel. Harabonim, that's the Shalshalas HaMaseiru. The Ram Gamliel, the Pashtus that we have in the Mishnah over here, is Ram Gamliel HaZokin. We don't have any memories extant from Shimon, the son of Hillel. Maybe because his father was Ma'irich Yomim, so his Nesius lasted a very short time. It's not clear. The subject of his memories, of the Hu HaYomer, which we're trying to find the common theme in his Hanhoga that gave him, that his perspective that he gave over to the Dor, and it would seem that all the memories go together, over here is not so clear. The first two seem to fit the theme historically, what we're talking about, which is that Rabbi Gamliel took over the Nesius in a period where there was a complete crumbling of authority. Even the authority of the Sanhedrin as being the rulers of Klal Yisrael was also being challenged. What was left? What's left is the hisbatlus of all the Talmidim. Klal Yisrael are Talmidim at their Rabbeim's feet. So what's left for Klal Yisrael in terms of leadership, hanhoga, authority, is Aseh Lecha Rav. A person has a Rebbe, a person has a Das Torah, a person has somebody who he's completely nichna and is battle to, so he can make something of himself. In order for a Yid to become close to the Rebbe Shlalem, he has to channel himself through a Rebbe, a Rebbe, a Manig, a Godel, somebody that he accepts and somebody that he's mevatel himself to. A Rebbe is not automatic, by the way. The Lashon of the Mishnah over here is Aseh Lecha Rav. It's an Asir. Actually, the Mefarshim explain over here that this Aseh Lecha Rav is not by itself. Aseh Lecha Rav Vistalik Min HaSofik. The Vistalik Min HaSofik, where a person is left over because he can't be Machriya things by himself, but he's not willing to submit to a higher authority, means he can never reach a conclusion in terms of Torah and Hoga. So Mela, in order that one shouldn't be plagued by doubt and a person shouldn't be stuck and paralyzed, Aseh Lecha Rav, and therefore he'll be Mistalik Min HaSofik. Rushem says something interesting. Sometimes it's not so evident that who should be the Rebbe. If there's one towering Talmud Chacham, so the others understand he's much greater than they are. He's the final say-so. But what happens where a person is quite capable of paskening a shayla, of rendering his own opinion, and lamaisa, a person has to have somebody to be in this battle, even if there's nobody much greater than him, aseh lecha rav, create a Rebbe, even where it's not self-evident that that should be a Rebbe. Accept somebody who will be machriya, who will stand outside you and be machriya your sveikas. The last line, the Mishnah, over here, v'altarbe la'aser amodois, sounds like a very arbitrary memra. It doesn't sound like a world's perspective. It's very interesting. What is the Mishnah saying? First, the pshat. This means that maiser, when a person's mafish from trumas, from peiros, that grow in Eretz Yisrael, so he has to be mafish maisis, which is an exact tenth of the amount of produce. There's a concept that a person can be maaser based on a general estimate of how many bushels of apples or grapes he has, and it could always be a little bit off. A person's guess is not exact. He's going to have to weigh it and see mamish how much he has in order to give a tenth exactly. Rishenim tumble a little bit because l'chayra, if a person gives not an exact tenth, but he gives 9.9 or 10.1, l'chayra, it's a problem. And the problem is not when he's marbe la'aser amodos, not when he's marbe and he makes a habit out of it, but it's a problem, it's ma'isreisim u'kukolim. Rishenim say v'ayses v'am gamliel, that be'etzem, there's no problem of being ma'aser amodos, the problem is only that it's not a correct anhoga to do bitmidius, al tarbe la'aser amodos. It's not clear why. What's also not clear over here in Pshat is that this is l'chayra a hanhoga of halacha. This is a dikduk b'halacha. This mishnayis in Ovis is not full of dikdukim in halacha. This is not the place for the Tanoim to record their chumris in hilchos netil sedayim and tefillin and tzitzis and whatever it is. So what's Pshat in this mishnah? So some of Farshim understand that what this has in common, aseh lecha rav v'stalik min hasofik, is that here's also another example of a person doing things sloppily, not being able to decide, not being able to be exact and precise and meductic. Maybe. The Tveris Yisrael because of this problem of what's this doing here in the Mishnah, doesn't understand that this is a problem, a halachic problem about tabulas and all this. But it's taka. Could be that a person can't be ma'aser amodis, and it's a problem ikra adin. The altarba over here is just an example. When a person does things sloppily, so he's not reaching the darga of a talmud chochem. In order for a person to be a talmud chochem, he has to have an exact source, and an exact amount, and an exact hanhoga, an exact way of doing things. The Rebbe Talmud relationship of Vasei Lecha Rav is Talak Min HaSofik. He's massive on that. Don't have a Be'erech. This is the way we do things, but without an exactness. Everything has to be exact and precise. This is Rambam Gamliel's memra, and it makes sense that Rambam Gamliel is strengthening. His Huayayimer is he's strengthening this Klarkeit in a very uncertain time in terms of being makabel from a Rebbe. When a person is makabel from a Rebbe, all the svekas melt. It's well known, a vertel, but it's not just a vertel, it's emes. It's brought in Kadmainim, that sofik is bigamatri amolek. Person wants to know where is amolek is in a place of confusion, of svekas. Clarity, behirus, brirus, exactness, precision is what creates a person's success in Torah and Yerushalayim and Avodah. Mishnah Yitzayin, Shimon Benoy Omer. This is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin. This is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was from the Asar Rugi Malchus, the last Nasi of the period of the second Beis HaMikdash. And he says something else that also has to do with growing up in the shadow of the Chachamim, in a home that was filled with nobility of Torah. The Beis HaNasi now, the Nasius is the hereditary place of Gedolei Hador. Kol yomai gidalti ben hachachomim. All my days, from when he was young. His father was the Nasi, his grandfather was the Nasi, his great-grandfather was the Nasi. So he grew up from his youngest days, ben hachachom, the Gedolei Hador were coming and going in that house. V'lemetzosi leguf toi ve'leshtika. I didn't find, it's a very interesting lashon, I didn't find anything better for a person as it is to be a shaskon. What's leguf toiv and lematzosi leguf toiv elo? And what's so good about shtika? So it's interesting. The Rav learns over here that this is not talking about silence because a person is an observer, a person is keeping to himself, he's quiet. But this is a misha shemeya cherposi v'shoisik. A person is able to not respond when he's in a challenging situation, when his honor is being challenged. Chazal says it's a tremendous chus, Nalovim ve'enim ovim, shomim cheposim ve'enim yeshivim. It's well known, Bizman hazeh, Chaim Kanevsky used to tell people, if you get a bracha from somebody who's from the Nalovim ve'enim ovim, that he hears his somebody being mecharif from a god of him, and he doesn't respond, that person give a bracha b'shas ma'is, a well-known ma'is of Yeshua's, that were from the Sanhaga. So if that's what we're talking about, what it means in a bigger way is that lamitzasi leguf toiv, more than the midah of being self-effacing, of being able to just listen, just able to be. Others do understand. You look at the Rambam and Meiri. They understand Lamatsasi Guf Toiv Ela Shtika is takater, referring to the Pashup Shat, to that the best midah for a person in order to be able to grow is being a good observer, a good listener, a good observer, being able to blend in and hear. You understand the Beis HaNasi, there was probably a lot of smart things being said. He was able to be a listener, to be able to be there, to be present, and to hear everything the Chacham had to say. He continues, it's not the darshaning that's the ikr, but the practical. The Rav explains that how do you know that shtika toiva? Because even medrash means darshaning Torah, it means the drash of kima Torah, is not the ikr of a Torah life. The ikr of a Torah life is maisa, is being able to bring it out, to activate it, and live that way, not just to talk about it, not just to believe it, but to actually do it. Rav says, "Ein ikar kibbutz chai ela b'shvil ha'maisa v'aderish v'einu mikayim." Somebody who talks the talk but doesn't walk the walk is neich lem hayeshesik v'lo hayederish. So Mela, his support of lematzasi leguf toiv elashtika is in ha'maisa. It's possible we can make a connection. The lashon before lematzasi leguf toiv doesn't say lematzasi to a person. A person primarily is his intellect, his emotions. He was saying lematzasi leguf toiv. It's even good for a person in the physical world. In order not to get into trouble and to live his life in a meaningful way, he has to be a good listener. He has to observe. He has to be nichnat to those that are older, wiser, and more experienced than he is. In that vein, the Mishnah says, it's not about the drosha, and it's not about the philosophizing, and it's not even about the divrei Torah. El hamaisa, the ikar that's kaveh, the madrega of a person, and whether he's successful, is hamaisa, is the world of whether he could actually get it together in halakha l'maisa. The world of maisa is the world of gufim. So lematzasi leguf toiv el hashtika, that's, the ikar is lehamedish el hamaisa. Maybe chet, person who talks too much, brings himself to a state of chet. Mefarshim bring examples by Chava said too much to other Marisha when she was trying to prevent him from eating from the Eitz Hadas, and because of that she slipped, he was nichshal. The cholamar bedvar maybe chet is a little bit the opposite of le'amedush ha'yikra la'maisa. The person who's maflig bedvarim is not in mekabel mode. He's not an observer. He's not absorbing what people that are bigger and greater than him are teaching. So it's maybe the dechet, he's going to be missing, he's going to be lacking, he's going to be not what he could be.